Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, we have our instructions, please. And good morning to everyone on the prayer line. God bless you. This is Dr. Bernard Johnson, and we are the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention Line. Thank God for what He's done, all the incredible things. I preached a message some time ago. God is getting ready to do some incredible things just for you. I believe that, and I receive them. And if you want incredible things to happen to you, I gave you 7 points. Amen. God will do exceedingly and abundantly above all we ask or even think. And we praise God for it. It's a wonderful day to give God praise. It's a wonderful day to come before Him and to worship Him and to give Him glory. I want to thank you for coming from every walk of life, from every church affiliation, from every church denomination, from so many area codes, and from all over the country, even all over the world, all the countries that are coming to us by way of the blog and other means. God bless you and you. We give God the glory and the praise. Amen, amen. Why don't we go to God in prayer this morning? Is there anybody who wants welcome the opportunity to pray? I will open the line if you would like to. Amen. The line is open to you, anyone. Otherwise, I will go ahead. All right, Heavenly Father, thank you this morning for the awesome privilege of coming to you in prayer. We do thank you for everything that you've done. Lord, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you glory and adoration and praise for what you have done. Oh, God, the things that you do are so ultra awesome. Who wouldn't praise you? The best Father that anybody could ever have. Oh, God. And on top of that, I've discovered that you will be a father when father's gone and a mother when mother's gone. Thank you. Thank you for the privilege of just thanking you. God, it was you who woke us up this morning and started us on our way. Great health and great strength, able to lift our hands and praise you and worship you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Able to walk, able to talk, opened our eyes, and we were able to see. Thank you, able to hear. The praise is going up. And we do know that the blessings will come down. Thank you for it. God, I'm praying for those this morning who are sick, that you would touch their bodies, heal the affliction in the name of Jesus, and let everything be well with them in Jesus' mighty name. Those who are in trouble, Lord, you are a troubleshooter. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would make it right in the name of Jesus. Turn it around and make the trouble, Lord, turn into a time where you have blessed them and where you have helped them. We pray for those who seem like are going through one of the biggest times of testing in their life. God, we knew about things like that. I pray that you help them in the name of Jesus. Turn it around. And for those who are contrite, who have contrite spirits, God, bind that devil and turn it around. And God, we pray for those who are less fortunate, going through struggles, turn around. Those imprisoned, oh God, don't know how they're going to make it. Be there for them in the midst of hopelessness. Turn around in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for every church that people and the devil is using people to rob churches across the country. I'm asking you to turn that around in Jesus' mighty name and give them victory instead of defeat in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we just pray for people everywhere who are going through all kind of trials, all kind of tribulations. We ask that you would be with them on the way. Give them hope where there's hopelessness, and give them joy in the midst of sorrow, peace in the midst of confusion, love in the midst of hatred. God, we're just depending on you. You never failed us, Lord. And we know that you are the only true and living God. You are our hero, our role model. Nobody is like you. Jehovah, nobody is like you. And we praise you and we thank you and give you all the glory and all the adoration is thine. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you this morning. I hope you all are awake. I do thank God for you. You're some precious, precious people. Amen. Let's speak. How y'all doing? Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
Everybody on this. And let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're here. Lord, you've done it. We come, God, this morning, as usual, to give you praise. We don't want to change it. We just want to give you adoration, praise, and worship you. Who on this line knows the Lord woke you up, started you on your way, and you got to worship for the Lord this morning? Why don't you open your mouth and give him a audible praise? Let him hear you. Amen. Let's do it right
thank
now.
You, Lord.
Good.
Thank you, Lord.
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 Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
On the land, I want to say that it's letting us, we are in a war. But we're not in a natural war, so we don't fight with guns and weapons like that, guns. Our weapon is the prayer and the word of God. And we pray while others are clowning and doing different other things, but we tell God about it. And God has all power. And what
we
time God to give us, you don't have to say, I was thinking about what he said to Jehoshaphat. You don't have to fight in this war. God
That's
is
right.
going to take care of it. If we just be still and hold our peace and pray, it's power in prayer. And if we pray and live right, God has promised to fight our battles. Thank
yes,
God.
He has. My. Thank you so much, Mother Digby. Wonderful expose. God bless you so much. My. All right, somebody else jump in there. Amen. Let's keep that going. The weapons of our warfare, you know. We don't fight with guns and knives. Amen. They'll get you imprisoned. But our weapons are mighty through God, through prayer, and through fasting, too. And because we have over there in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, these kind go down by prayer and by fasting and by the word of God. You put those things to work, you can conquer anything. When people think you can't do nothing, God can make a way out of no way. Pull down strongholds that have set up themselves against you. Yeah. God is more than the whole wide world against you. Amen. So our weapons are not carnal. Amen. And we're able, through the help of God, to demolish or to destroy every thing that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought that the enemy tries to bring. Amen. We don't receive it. Any thought, we try to make it obedient to the will of God. Amen. So we're going to fight with those things that God has given us to fight with. All right, somebody else, jump in there and say a word about that. 2 Corinthians 10:4 and 10:5. God bless you. What do you think about that? Are you fighting with the weapons that will destroy the enemy? What do you think about that? 913. What do you think about that? 847. 910. What do y'all think about that? Give me a take. Anybody else? The line is open to you. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone else? Thank God for you saints who are fighting with not carnal weapons, but weapons. Has anybody fought with the weapons of the Lord when the enemy tried to make you so sick? You use your faith to fight the enemy's approaches upon you. Anybody had problems on your job and they got jealous of you and you were determined that you were going to fight not with their weapons, which are insults, and their weapons, which are trying to use their influence with the managers and things like that to try to get you fired. But you went to God in prayer and God delivered you. Anybody here had the enemy to come against you and said that it was over and you faced a problem? And sometimes you've had your bills stacked high and God fixed things for you and you becoming debt free. The line is open to you. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Who has something on that?
Praise the Lord, saints. How you doing today, Pastor? This is Sister Coleman. It may not even come in maybe bills, but I can testify just as last week I had an old saint or old enemy to come into me trying to start stuff that happened way back in the past and start things. But I just turned around to her and said, if I just hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battles, I'll have victory. Because all this mess that you're trying to start up, I don't have time for that anymore. Because I serve a God that looks down on me. And if I just hold my peace, you can talk all that stuff you want to talk. But I hold my peace. I have the victory. And I just left it alone. I thank God for it, that all that he's put in me. And let I just let him fight my battles.
Yes, wonderful. Thank you so much. Oh, good. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless
you. I want to get somebody on here, somebody else on here, who has let the Lord fight your battle. Because I know that story of Jehoshaphat. All right, anybody else who can say the weapons of your warfare are not carnal? What about you? You got a word for us this morning? Mother Britt or Mother Wilson or Mother Woods or any of you precious mothers on here? Any of you all who can talk and tell us about
this
morning? Hey, Mother Wilson, God bless you.
Yes, it used to be when I didn't know any better, I would fight. I would fight not with the word of God. But since I learned better, but going to Bible study, I learned that it's better to fight with prayer and just try to fight with natural things. It's just happened to me a couple of days ago. The devil approached me, and now since time, a long time ago, it would have been a different outcome, you know, but then I didn't put that. I said I wasn't going there. I didn't ask for this, and I'm not going to go there because it's not what, you know, the devil just came in like a flood and just started. And I just said, no, I'm not going there. You think what you want to say, what you want to, but I'm not going there. So whatever it is, it's the past is in the past, and it's no time for the past now. Because I don't have time to be looking back in the past. I'm looking forward in the present. So I just thank God because there have been other times it would have been a different story, but now I don't do that. I just said the devil put the blood in the mouth. I just said put the blood in the mouth and went on by my being. But I know I look around, the devil had left.
Yeah.
You see, I'm gone or nothing. So I thank God. The prayer is the answer, not guns, knives, or whatever. Okay, if we learn to do that, learn us to learn to do that, things would be better still trying to result the guns and things. We should turn to Jesus and let Jesus fight our battle.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. Thank you, Lord. All right. Is there another one who wants to speak on that and give us a word on that? Good morning to you.
This is Ambassador Cobb in Texas. Yes, good morning, Chief Ambassador, and given on the late Betty and the nation in her absence. But anyway, when you said bills, the first thing came to my mind was that large, tremendous debt that I owe to the RRS.
Yes,
and that was a tremendous debt, and I prayed on that thing. And, of course, you can't argue with them. You're not going to argue with them. But the Lord, he just wiped that debt off the face of the earth. And then I got a letter in the mail. I had said that before, because that is a praise report. I got a letter in the mail, and it said that the debt, I would never have to pay that debt. And the Lord, that debt.
Praise the Lord.
I fought that with prayer and fasting. And I was just thinking when you said the weapons, you know, how people talk. That's how it's going with the election now with the politicians. They're just going back and forth. Maybe don't want to listen to them. But I just thought, what if they used the word of God in that? How much different it would be. And people are just fighting among themselves, and there's nothing but the enemy. That's letting us know that it's nothing but the enemy. Us is saints, because one of my friends had told me how they voted and all that. I didn't agree with it, but I didn't even fight against it. I say, but we can't depict them anyway. God is our source that we're to put our faith and trust in.
That's right. That's right.
Fasting and praying, because I'm not looking to the politicians. to do what I need to do in my life, because in my life, Christ done what I needed for me. Man, I tell him, you can't depend on man anyway. You're damn crazy every time. So that's what I fight with, the Word of God and my fasting and praying. And that's the reason a lot of things don't happen good in our lives, because we're not doing what we need. We can't say we trust in God, and then all the time you're negative and all that type of thing. Where is your faith?
Yes, ma'am. You're right. That's good. Thank you so very much. Oh, my God. Somebody right now is having a fight. And the Lord sent me to tell you that the weapons of your warfare are not carnal. Amen. You can't fight. If they're cussing you out, you can't get in there and try to cuss them out. No, that's not the weapons of your warfare. If they're threatening, you know, to shoot somebody, you can't get in there on that level and try to show them that you're just as bad as they are. No, the devil knows how to do stuff in that realm a little worse than you do. Because you shouldn't be fighting in that realm. You should be fighting with your weapons. Put out that prayer and pray for them. Put out that fast. Amen. Oh, my God, and God will turn it around. Anybody ever had the Lord to turn it around for you and you used your weapons of the Lord? Anybody? The line is open to you. Anybody ever had the Lord to turn it around for you and you used the weapons of the Lord? The line is open to you. Why don't y'all help us and give us something that the Lord did for you? How about you in 832 or 757 or 708 in Chicago? Amen. Give us what the Lord has done for you. Anybody? Oh God, all right. The weapons of the... Let's pray. Heavenly Father, amen, you've been so good to all of us, and we want to thank you for it. Now, God, remind the people of some of the things that you've done for them in the name of Jesus. Bless them, I pray, and give them a word to inspire these folks who are coming forward, Lord, to be inspired. Some of them don't have a church, and they're coming, Lord, because this is their church. And you've been so good to all of us. Help us to say something for you. In Jesus' name we pray. All right. Just want to open the line one more time. I know somebody wants to share about what the Lord did for you. The weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. All right. The line is open to you. Who wants to tell them the goodness of Jesus?
This is Evangelist Palmer, and I thank God for life for another day. I thank you for us being blessed to be up and being a part of the prayer life to receive the blessings of the Lord. I want to say the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Are in the areas of even when we have to go to court, and we think we'll take a judge with us, or we sit there in the areas of fear, and God will speak to our hearts and say, "We're not afraid," because the enemy cannot come against us in the area with the success where we do not allow fear to come in. And as he told David to go and to slay Goliath, that was an area of the weapons of David's warfare were not carnal, but they were mighty through God to the pulling down of a strong person as well as a stronghold. Someone to brag and boast themselves up against the people of God and say they were going to win and how we were going to do them. And we got the area where we see in the Bible how Moses had to use his weapons that were not carnal. He didn't use the things that were coming up against the enemy in the way of natural. He used the power of God. He used the trust in God. He used to believe everything the earth to be able to use everything God said that he would do it, because God never lies. He never makes promises that he don't keep. He's always our very present help in the times of our trial. And even when it looks one way, God turns it around and even causes things that look like they're evil to work together for our good. He always knows how to bless his children and how to keep them in the time of need and supplying every one of their needs, found by his riches and glory, not because of our ability, but through Christ Jesus. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And the Lord encourages us in his word to let us know and see the weapons of our warfare. They're not carnal. Just turn it around and trust the Lord. See him. And when you see him as being the one who raised Lazarus from the dead. See him as being the one who fed the 5,000. See him as being the one who parted the Red Sea. See him as being the one who sent Joshua and Caleb into the promised land, into the land that they were going in to possess, and then let them see the giants, but not be afraid, and to come back with a good report after the 8 spies had come back with a not good report and had the people in an uproar crying all in their hearts and in their minds and their words and with fear that they were going to be devoured, taken down by the giants. So there are giants in our life, but we have to speak the word and encourage ourselves in the Lord as David did when he came into the area of coming back and all of his children and his wife and all the other soldiers' children and wife were gone, but he had to go and encourage himself. He had to get away from the bunch that was having the problem and get information from God and encourage himself in the Lord, and also the servant that got the bad report and had to turn his face to the wall and ask the Lord what he said about it.
Jesus, hallelujah, wonderful. Thank you so much again. You know what? I just realized that the Lord demonstrated the weapons of his warfare because the enemy was coming against us, coming against you, trying to keep you from seeing anything. And the Lord had me to use one of his weapons. All I simply did is bowed and prayed. And here comes this great word from the Lord. Thank God for just demonstrating his weapons against the enemy who's trying to bind the strong man. But the weapons of the warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. And thank God for you. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. I got to move here. Want to get some prayer requests, and then we will get some prayer for all of you who have prayer requests. If you have a prayer request, please let it be known here today. Open your mouth. Give us your prayer request. We'll be happy to get some prayer for you. Anybody on the line going through anything, we want to be there for you. We want to just ask God to deliver you, ask God to bless you and to help you. We open the line to you to make it known so we can pray for you, get prayer for you on this prayer line, okay? The line is open to you. Anybody having a prayer request? Thank you, Jesus. Anyone? I want to put Dr. Betty on the line and on the prayer list. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to put AGI, Amazing Grace International, on this prayer list. Anyone else having a prayer request this morning, make it known. The line's open to you.
Pastor Peterson, I need prayer. I know my back is against the wall. I need a miracle. My back is against the wall. And I need a miracle.
My God, he's able. Amen. We certainly will. We certainly will pray for you. Is there anybody else?
This is Sister Linda Foshee from Salt Lake City, 801. I need y'all to pray for my daughter and my grandkids, Amon and Amar. And my daughter's name is Odessa. To find her a place to live.
Okay. Okay, place to live.
You said Dr. Peterson again. I need you to pray for Sister Leandra Holmes. She kind of under the weather. Must have had death in the family. And then they had another real sick. So they kind of going.
What's the first name again?
Excuse me, Sister Holmes. Leandra Holmes.
Leandra Holmes.
Leandra Holmes. Yes, dear, Deputy Tammy didn't got another member of those sick, so she's under the weather, so she got this flu or cold or something, so they're kind of going through it right now.
Okay, Leandra Holmes.
So.
Okay. God bless you. Anyone else?
Sister yes. Rosie Stokes. I would like for you all to pray for me. I also need a big financial blessing.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Ambassador Frierson from Michigan. I would like to request prayer for Lillian. She has heart trouble and problems with her hemoglobin and a number of problems. And she's going to the hospital today. I would also
then,
like to...
And what?
She's going to the hospital today.
What is her name again? Lynn what?
Just Lynn. I don't have the last name.
Okay.
This is a request that was given to me. And I would like to request prayer for Mr. Reuben Smart. He's 92 years old and hospice has been called in.
All right. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else?
This is Ambassador Johnson in Texas. Good morning to everyone. I'm asking you to pray for Carolyn. She has cataract on both her eyes. I'm asking God to heal her eyes.
Okay. Is she down there
in Texas?
San Antonio?
In Texas, in San Angelo, Texas.
All right, okay. All right, God bless you. We'll take another prayer request. Anybody
yes.
else having a prayer request?
Yes, this is Sister Coleman of Kansas City. I would like to put my nephew, Javon Badgett, on the prayer line list. He's having a problem, and men don't realize when they don't raise their children, it affects their lives. He has never met his father, and he's having problems with it. And you can tell because it's messing with his own family life. He's having problems with his own family. Now, I just pray that he's going to take the initiative and go find and meet his own father where he can clear up his own family life.
All right. That's a good request, too. That always kind of reminds me of what happened there in Texas, this woman hadn't seen her father ever. She asked that we would use our weapons of our warfare. And I used prayer and asked God to let her father come back into her life. It was about 2 weeks later that she received this shocking, shocking phone call. And it was her father, amen, who had called her and of course, they arranged a meeting, and she went to meet with her father. And the story is one of those happy ever after stories because her father has been in her life ever since, and she's been a very, very, very happy person. Amen. Because of that, God can change things. Prayer and change things, and God will do the changing. So we want to thank him for that. All right. Who on the line today, this morning? Oh, my God, you can pray. Amen. I'm going to pray, but I want some of you all to come and pray too. Amen. Can you pray too? The line is open to any prayer warrior who wants to pray. You don't have all the names. All right, just pray a general prayer. But let's get some prayer for these who are facing problems. God will bless you. Amen. The line is open to you. Anybody want to pray?
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning thanking you, Lord Jesus, for your goodness and your mercy. Thanking you, God, for being God in our lives. We ask in you, O God, the many prayers that have put before you, that you would meet the needs of your people on today. Lord, you see what was already mentioned before they mentioned it. And God, we're asking you to do it again for them. We intercede for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The ones that said that their back was against the wall. God, you see that issue right now. Just as the woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of your garment, how she was made whole. Now, Lord, this is an issue that has been put before you. I ask that you would touch, heal, deliver, set free, open doors, and make ways in the mighty name of Jesus. Fix this situation, God. Turn it around in the name of Jesus. For you are God and you are a miracle working God. Lord, work a miracle in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We touch and agree this morning on behalf of our sister. God, that you would turn this around. That you would open this door that needs to be opened and close the door that needs to be closed. Now, God, fix it in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember our First Lady on the line here. I ask you in the name of Jesus that you will remember Dr. Ambassador Betty Johnson. Remember her, God, in the name of Jesus. For you know the desires of her heart. You know every prayer that has been prayed. You know every tear that has been shed. Oh,
thank
God,
you.
Bless her in a special way. Meet her needs today, God. We hold her up before you right now, that you would touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Do it, God, according to your word, that by your stripes we are healed. And you are God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But we
thank
bring
you.
Every problem before you. Bless her, Lord, and let it come forth. That she will let us know that you did it again. Lord,
yes,
remember
Lord.
Our chief ambassador. Bless him in a special way. You
thank
see
you.
The many things that he put before you. And we're asking you, God, to meet the needs that have been put before you in the name of Jesus. Turn situations around. Open
thank
the
you.
Doors, God, in
thank
the
you.
Name of Jesus. Move on his behalf in Jesus' name. But we're touching and agreeing, and we're believing on the same thing, that you are
thank
God
you,
in the midst on today. Be in our midst more, God. Be before him, Lord. Lead him and guide him in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, speak a word that would encourage him and give him to go forth. Speak a
thank
word, God, that all is well in the name of Jesus. Meet
thank
the need, Lord. And open the door. Work a miracle, oh God, for as he's blessed, we are blessed. And we thank you for it right now. Bless him the more in Jesus' name. Oh God, you see every request. Oh God, you see every request. Asking you to do it, Lord. Do it in Jesus' name. Heal, oh God, heal those eyes. I rebuke and bind the cataracts. I bind the cataracts today. In the name of Jesus, and I plead the blood of Jesus over Carol's eyes. Touch her, God, and heal. Let a miracle come forth in Jesus' name. And oh, that you would get the glory. We won't forget to praise you. Hallelujah.